I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine.
Hey, hey, okay, okay. Great, great song by Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. We have a big show for you today with Luann Panessi, who most of you that listen to PRN or are involved with Gary in New York know that she's our the main nutritionist. She is the coordinator of the retreats that are now, have now moved to Arkansas. She's a consultant on many, many issues of body, mind, spirit, Chinese medicine, health. She's wonderful. And she's been on our show twice before. We're happy to have her on again. Now, a few more announcements before we get to her. By the way, that song, we'll have Johnny Cash on at the end with another song, a big hit, Ring of Fire. And hopefully that song could be on for 2 or 3 minutes at the very, very end, depending on our time. Okay, our co-host is Divine Aubrey. Hey, Divine, what's going on?
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Always great, loving, and happy to do this show with you and with our great guests. And you, what's new?
I am wonderful, and I am excited to hear the amazing things that Luann is going to share with us.
Yes, I know. I know you read on her, and you told me all the amazing things that she does, which we all know. Luann used to come to Los Angeles quite a bit, and eight, 10, 15 years ago, when we had our meetings here, the Gary Noel Health Support Group, and now myself, I run the group. We call it the Gary Noel Empowerment Group, and a guest on the show for just a few minutes at least will be Dan Eckhart, who went to the retreat, and he and Luann will be talking about that in a short while when we get started.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. So glad to have you on the show. Tell our Luann and our listeners, because we are on this new time slot, for everyone to know, we used to be on a different time slot. Now we're here on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We'll give out some archive numbers at the end of the line, not only telephone, but online. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, I mean, and for Luann to know, yourself, Divine, could you?
Yes, absolutely. I am a well-being overall life coach. I specialize in the chakras, doing chakra clearings and balancing, as well as a lot of my work is concentrated in space clearing for homes and office buildings. My work was birthed out of a very debilitating work-related injury, and it just allowed me to step more and more into my true purpose. My study started with practicing yoga and being a yoga instructor, and from there, my life purpose just unfolded into energy work, and so I have the just gratitude of being able to serve people in the realm of energy work and overall life healing.
And I know once a week you have a thing online where people on the phone where people can call in and listen to your on Thursdays. You can
Absolutely.
Talk about that later.
We have a weekly energy clearing club where it's like a clinic where a person can, you know, join, and every week make sure once they've done the deep work of clearing their chakras on an individual basis, they can join into our group call to the maintenance plan of keeping their chakras clear and working with different. I teach meditation, so japa meditation specifically. So right now we're working on japa meditations with Shreem Bruzzi, for prosperity meditations and the Ganesh mantras for letting go of any obstacles that may be in our life. So really good. Excited about that, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have you here with me since you've been on the last 7 months. The show's been better. We've got better guests. It's been a great show all along, the years that I've had. Mm-hmm. A little noise
in the
background.
There's a lot of distortion on the line. I don't know.
I know. Well, okay. Let's hope it is gone. That's all we can say. We just have to keep going.
Okay.
Keep on pushing. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Let's do everything briefly because I want to get to Luann. The next week we'll have a show. Well, first of all, you mentioned that we're doing, well, I don't know if you mentioned, we're doing a lot of body, mind, spirit, breakthroughs in health. And also we're doing a lot on the new shift, our S-H-I-F-T. There's our guest next week. We'll discuss that. And also 3 weeks later, we'll have another discussion about how the world is changing, how people, organizations, there's a movement going on to make a better world. And that falls right in line with the name of this show, by the way. So we'll have on Veronica Gabriel, who's really, really good at this issue. And she'll talk about how spiritually and otherwise there's a big change happening and will happen in the world. She'll give her reasons and discuss it with us at length. In the following week, we'll have on Liz Barris. She's going to talk about radiation, wireless radiation at length. And then on the 30th of August, we'll have Ellie Lacks to talk about solutions for a better world, including we need more love. We need a lot of things. This woman's really amazing. Okay, so that's about it. Let's get to our guest. You go ahead and introduce her, and then I want to ask her, get this show started with questions. Go right ahead.
Yes, our guest today is Luann Pinenzi. She's a personal health consultant, a dynamic public speaker in the area of natural approaches to chronic illnesses, holistic healing, stress management, and motivation. And Luann is an all-around advocate who works with Gary Noll, who is the founder of PRN, Progressive Radio Network, out of New York. So again, welcome, Luann.
Thank you so very much. Very nice to be here with you both.
Well, we always enjoy you, Luann. I have a question to ask you, and that was a nice introduction. And she's not only all those things, but more. Luann does so much for this. For not only Gary Noll and Associates, but the retreat that we hold twice a year. We're going to talk about those in a few minutes. And also sort of consultations with people. I've sent her to people on the phone, and she's amazingly helped them. Luann, you're doing such a great job. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. The first thing is for our listeners, just about overall health. And, you know, we didn't talk about what we're going to talk about because you have so many things to talk about. So have a free rein to go on anything you want to go, but for our new people and for people that don't know much about health, give our listeners a few minutes on the beginnings of why, how, and why they should get on a healthy lifestyle by the right foods to eat, the right mental attitude, the right sleep, the right exercise, et cetera. Go right ahead, Luann.
Well, I can't tell people what they should or shouldn't do, but I'll tell you, the people that are listening to your show and to Progressive Radio Network, these are people that are interested in the undiluted truth. They're interested in reality versus a conditioned reality. They want to know the truth about everything, and I think that's why Gary chooses his hosts very, very carefully, so that everyone that comes on is able to share their facets of truth and wisdom. So even though we have information, knowledge is different from wisdom. So we promote that whole concept of becoming wise versus just becoming informed. You can go and Google anything now and you can be informed. But when you actually learn about yourself and how you fit into the world, everything changes, and that's not only been true for me, but for thousands and thousands of people that I've either spoken to in my public speaking or that I've worked with one-on-one. It's life-changing, and that's what this is about. That's why Gary has these retreats. He puts in so much money and so much time, and he handpicks the people that are at his retreats so that we all are of the same energy, of the same outlook, of the same focus. So there's no egos involved. There's no power struggles involved. It's just pure, unconditional love. And each of us is bringing our own brand of wisdom to every facet of the retreat. So that's kind of what we do. And for anyone who's been to the health support groups, whether it's been in Washington or Florida or Los Angeles or New York or New Jersey, we've done health support groups all over the place. We know that health in general doesn't happen unless you become pretty happy. And that's kind of like a relative term. What is happiness, really? And it's amazing what when people affirm things about their lives, unfortunately, if you keep affirming your victimhood to whatever situation that you're in, you'll never pick yourself up out of it because you're affirming it and it's going deep into each of your cells. So what I do is I try and help people embrace whatever imbalance they have, because there's only two things in life. There's good information, and that's your diagnosis of cancer or arthritis or diabetes or high blood pressure or neuropathy or whatever it is you happen to have. It's just good information. It's your body screaming for your attention. And I don't like people saying, I'm a cancer victim. I don't like people saying, I'm suffering from arthritis. Do you hear the affirmation in there? That's victimhood. Got to step out of that and say, that's interesting. What's my body telling me, and what do I need to do to get myself back to a relative state of balance? And you have an opportunity then to honestly examine your lifestyle and say, what am I doing that's hurting me? And then you start going forward. All of healing starts with self-love. Now, I'm not talking about the Donald Trump narcissistic, psychopathic type of self-love. I'm talking about, understand, you are this magnificent spirit residing in this one body. You got one body. This is it for this go-around. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to exploit it? Now, when we're young, we believe we're immortal, and we do stupid things to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we smoke cigarettes, we drink alcohol, we become addicted to all kinds of things. Now, understand, in the kind of corporate fascist society that we have devolved to, corporations are trying to run our heads. They're trying to run your mind. And the way they do that is to keep you as a victim, keep your self-esteem low, keep you dependent on each of their corporations, like the Food and Drug Administration. It's a private corporation. The American Medical Association, private corporation. All the insurance companies, private corporation. The American Hospital Association, private corporation. Each medical doctor is their own private corporation.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is always number one. It's greed, it's money, and it's power over their clients. That's what it's about. So what do? We hypnotize you with our advertisements. And, of course, the FDA owns 80% of our media. So they tell you what you're going to like, and it's a dripping mound of cooked dead beef muscle with dripping mother's milk that we've turned into cheese with bread, and we're telling you, you want this, you need this now, and we'll make it any way you want. In other words, we're here to serve you, make believe. The idea is they want you to have this toxic food so that when you have this toxic food, then they're going to tell you, okay, now you have high blood pressure, now you have heart disease, now you have diabetes, and you're going to need the Food and Drug Administration. There it is. So now you're tied into their system. So you're feeding the food part of it, you're feeding the drug part of it, and you have to go to a doctor. You see how they're doing this? Now,
yeah.
Thankfully, we have people like Gary, and we have people like you, and we have people like all the people on Progressive Radio Network who will
right.
say, hey, heads up, here's what's going on here. We don't want empowered people in fascist corporate America. We want good, subservient people who don't question anything we tell them. Well, so long as there's empowered people out there, we're going to question things that don't seem right to us. So when I say self-love, I'm talking about building up your self-esteem so that you develop the self-discipline to take good care of yourself. So that's going to mean attention to your physical appearance, attention to your physiology, your physique, your hygiene, how you present yourself to the world. Sometimes it's even just posture. And it's expansion of awareness into the emotional self, how it can serve you and how it can detract from what the heck you're doing here on the planet. You know, we were not put here to suffer. We were put here to love, to give love and receive love. We're put here to have fun and laugh, and we're put here so that we can source our life around the things that give us the greatest pleasure so that we can make this planet a better place because we got here. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, once you create the habits and the rituals that support all this, and you create balance through that, you're able to step back every day and spend time in contemplation, in study, in relaxation, and, of course, doing everything with joy. Now you've got the self-love part down. And it doesn't make a difference what anybody else thinks of you. Most of my family think I'm nuts. And I really don't care. It's okay. I've learned to not judge people for their belief systems. And Gary was the one that reminded me that people don't die from cancer. They die from a flawed belief system. They believe that the doctor is going to heal them and they'd be a good patient. And then after the chemo and then the experimental chemo and the radiation, now that we've completely ruined your body and your immune system, now we throw our hands up and say, well, you know, you fought a good battle, time to go to hospice, which is another private corporation. I'm just saying.
Right.
So there are other options, thankfully. And when people put healthy things into their body and they move their body and they ground their energy, they're getting good night's sleep, they're conscious about their physical environment, all these things create that sense of balance. Then and only then are you ready to go to the next level of love, and that is our interpersonal love. And that is where you have relationships that focus on your individual needs, relationships that reflect your individual desires and your own individual wants. It could be a relationship with your immediate family. It could be a relationship with friends. It could be having a healthy relationship with coworkers. Whatever it is, you start to create a system of support around you. And that makes a big difference. I've always said the healthiest relationships are the ones where you on your own are great, you're wonderful, you're manifesting your greatness, you're learning all the time, you're always curious about the world, and you're sharing it with other people.
Right.
And when you meet this other person who is, you know, in a healthy relationship, you're even more of who you could be because of the love and support from that other person. People got to get that. Most of our relationships are conditioned relationships where there's power struggles, there's ego clashing, there's who's right and who's wrong. There's too much of that. And the relationship will eventually deteriorate. I was listening to an Eckhart Tolle piece, and he was talking about ego relationships versus healthy love relationships. Healthy love relationships are the ones where you just enjoy doing for each other. You enjoy giving to each other. And there are some times where one party is giving more and because the other one needs more, and then it swings in the opposite direction. The idea is you're just fine with that, and you just love to support each other on your journeys in this life. So those are healthy relationships. Most people's relationships are full of distractions. They get married, they have kids, they have soccer practice, you know, and they're so busy with stuff, they forget about the relationship. And there's your balance again. It's all about balance. So once you develop your support system of friends, family, whoever, you know, your community friends, then and only then are you ready to go to the next level, which is transpersonal love. Transpersonal love is because you have a support system, you're ready to get involved with local community issues, human rights issues. You get involved with things related to local and global environmental issues. You get involved with, say, animal rights and animal protection, or you get involved with health-related issues. And when I work with people, I give you a, you know, front and back of a page and a small font of all the different things that people can get involved in. The trouble is too many of our activists are using their activism to just sublimate their anger. And they figured everyone's angry about something, so let me go out there and be angry with them. And yet, these are the people that are throwing red paint on people with fur coats. It's just dumb. It's not helping to influence anyone. All it's doing is, like, pissing people off. Kind of like what we're doing in the Middle East. We're just going there and blowing people up and pissing them off. So you think that's going to lend itself to healthy relations with the United States? I do not think so. So, unfortunately, these are things that we can't control, but we can control what we can control. So there are pockets of people and communities all over the country who are listening to stations like Progressive Radio Network and reading progressive literature out there instead of listening to the garbage that our education media puts out. It's not information that anybody can use because it's all make-believe. It's all lies. It's all made up. Again, right. Just like the saying that hamburgers with dripping cheese is good for you. It has nothing to do with the truth. So we have pockets of people that are stopping pesticide use. A lot of people standing up against GMOs. And you know, Bobby, that the United States is the only country on the planet that allows genetically modified foods. No other country will allow it. But Monsanto has a stranglehold on United States corporations. And everyone's in bed with everybody else here. So they're lobbying for the politicians, and they're dumping money into their political accounts. So they have to be beholden to Monsanto. So anything that's not organic, you can bet it's been genetically modified, and it's going to screw up your physiology, and that's perfect because the FDA will be happy with that. You get back to the American Hospital Association, your physician, and so on and so forth. So there are people that are involved with stopping deforestation. Gary mentioned the other day on one of his shows that in India they planted millions of trees. Right? Unfortunately, the heat there is going to be so overwhelming. I don't know how they're going to keep those trees alive. Water pollution, air pollution, industrial pollution, garbage management, looking at the whole issue of electromagnetic pollution, recycling issues, oil drilling, the whole concept of global warming, using unhealthy product ingredients, sick building syndrome. How about, like, just local cleanup projects in some of our inner cities and exploring alternative energy sources? These are just some of the environmental issues. And then we have our animal rights issues, social justice issues, and health issues. And there's a whole lot going on there. So these are some of the things that we delve into. And when we have retreat at Gary's, any of Gary's locations, it's an opportunity for people to pull out of that living in fear. Because right now, unfortunately, our world is full still of racism. It's full of this corporate fascism and manipulation. We're heading towards economic disaster. We have these incredible climate changes and chaos coming. We're all afraid that a terrorist is going to come and blow up our city. We all have time stress. We're all stressed out because we don't have enough time. We have a very corrupted healthcare system, and our educational system is on the decline. They're dumbing us down. So we take you out of that fear and survival mode, and we move you into this whole personal empowerment mode to help you thrive and strive for what you want instead of living in fear. And a lot of that has to do with understanding who am I, who is my authentic self, and who is my conditioned self. Huge, huge understanding there.
Right. Luann, let me let our listeners know that we are speaking with Luann Panessi, a great, great overall health counselor, nutritionist, working with Progressive Radio Network, working mostly with Gary Null, with the retreats that we have all over, and we do have another person that wants to come on for a few minutes to talk about the retreats with Luann. The retreats, she'll explain what they are, but I like what you have to say about balance. This is wonderful. This is good. But let's talk right now, if you can, about retreats, and let me let our listeners know that Dan Eckhart, who, by the way, Dan is now, he's been to many of the L.A. Health support group meetings that you came to and spoke to twice a year, several years, Luann. And Dan attended your last retreat in Arkansas. So Dan, come in, and if it's okay with you, Luann, I want Dan to let us know for 2 or 3 minutes what he got. Dan, tell us what you received out of going to the retreat for a few months ago in Arkansas.
Hello? Yeah, that was actually in Texas, but yeah.
That's right. It's the border of Arkansas. Go ahead.
Yeah, not really. But anyway, yeah, it was a great retreat. Just amazing, to work with, Luann. Luann gave personal counseling to everybody that was there. And I had worked with Luann before. And, she's just amazing at what she does. And I like what she has on her website. She has this little thing that says, change is inevitable, growth is optional. So that's kind of the story of my life. I let things change me, and I don't necessarily go for the growth. But the retreat was amazing, the way that everything was set up with Gary's personal trainer, John Q, just like pumping everybody up and, taking them out and running with them and getting them in the pool and swimming. And we had Zumba and yoga and just really great vegan food and just, and of course an amazing lecture by Gary every night. It showed me, what my life could be if I really focused and really, just get all the distractions and clutter out of my life. Maybe one regret I had was maybe that I didn't like fully engage in the retreat. I was kind of like in and out, I would listen to Gary's show on my phone like every day. I could have done an endorsement, to be with, to talk about, my experience at the end. And I didn't do that. Next time, I'm definitely going to do that, they're going to have them record me talking about my experience of the retreat, at the end of the retreat. It was an amazing thing, it takes a little while for me to have things sink in and get, on track and balanced. So now, I went in and out, I didn't fully get it. But now I'm back on track. I have a vegan support group that I'm going to on Wednesdays, and I have a thing where I have a garden. I'm president of a community garden around this area, and meditate every morning. I go to a meditation group once a week, and things are looking better. Things are looking a lot better.
You're doing a lot better. I've seen you. We talked since you came back from the trip. You really, really got a lot out of it. So thank you for those words. But let's get back to Luann. Luann, if you on the you can discuss about the retreat. You can discuss also. A lot of our listeners asked me to ask you about their concern about how to avoid diseases, and then if they get them, how can they reverse them? If anything you can about along those lines, but the forum is yours. You go right back to your discussion with us.
Okay. Well, to answer the question, well, first, I want to give people my number in case they want to contact me and ask me some detailed questions about the retreat or about any condition. My number is 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008. Feel free to contact me. I also have email WHNN, like William Harry Nancy Nancy, WHNN. At AOL.com. So when it comes to, we have to always look at what creates our dis-ease, what creates our imbalances, you know, whether it's an autoimmune disease like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, diabetes, arthritis, you know, there's any number of different imbalances that are called autoimmune. That means our immune system is totally confused. And it's attacking our own body's cells. And depending on where your vulnerable genes are, that's where the cells attack. So when people understand that daily choices about what they do every day have a lot to do with how our body is going to respond. So if you're filling your body up with garbage foods, dead birds, dead animals, mother's milk from an animal we look nothing like that helps their babies to grow 100 pounds a year. That's what we call dairy products. And we've made entire industries around dairy products. They're just not healthy for the human body. They're not designed to go into the human body. You know, neither is meat. We've got 30 feet of intestines. A third of the way down, that meat starts to rot and decompose like roadkill on a hot summer day. So that's kind of why our bowel movements smell so bad. So, you know, when you start eating a plant-based diet, the body really it absorbs everything except for some of the fiber, which is great because that cleans out the whole intestine. And therefore, you know, you have a much healthier bowel. And amazingly, the bowel, along with the adrenals and the liver, run the immune system. So in Chinese medicine, we know that when you have a strong breath, in other words, if you're doing some kind of cardiovascular exercise each day, and you have a strong digestion, which means you're eating healthy foods, then you're preserving your adrenal glands, because the adrenal glands are supposed to be your emergency glands. So if you see a child under the wheel of a car, you can go over there and pick up the car. That's your adrenals. They're there for that kick, for that, you know, that adrenaline burst when you need it. So, unfortunately, most of us have crappy diets, so our digestion is sluggish, or we have parasites, or we have yeast. You know, we have things that are completely out of balance in our gut. And most of us, you know, we'd rather not work out. Listen, I don't love working out. I exercise because it's the right thing for my body, because I want to keep my lungs strong, and I want to keep my digestion strong. And also in Chinese medicine, when you do resistance exercise, like lifting weights or push-ups or, you know, other calisthenics, a strong skeletal muscle immediately strengthens the GI tract, your digestion. So again, strong digestion, healthy lungs, you know, you got all the energy you need to keep you healthy throughout the day, and it protects your adrenals. If you're not doing any cardiovascular exercise, and you have a sluggish digestion, you're constipated, you know, then you're living off your adrenals. So now by 2, 3 in the afternoon, you're ready to crap out. You're ready to take a nap. So you got to have that cup of coffee or whatever. You know, it's not healthy. So what you want to do is you want to start getting a good night's sleep. You want to have a plant-based diet with green vegetable juices every single day. You want to exercise regularly. And it's about balance. So as much as you work out, you want to also spend time pulling back in reflection, in study, or in just utter relaxation. So it's not about I have to be busy all the time. That's another disease that we have, the busyness disease. many of us feel that if we're not busy all the time, we're not worthy and we're not producing, so we're no good. And that's bunk. That's a bunch of baloney. So you want to keep yourself balanced. As much as Gary works, I will tell you, he pulls back and he meditates every day for an hour and a half every morning. He goes into a deep transcendental meditation. It's kind of like a way to recharge batteries and reconnect himself to himself so that he can be more to, you know, other people. So that's kind of what our goal is when we have you come to retreat. We help you to understand. It's a real authentic experience with real deep personal meaning. It's not a vacation, although you will have a lot of fun. It's more about helping you to have an authentic experience with some personal meaningfulness for you. And what people have said to me that do engage in what we're all doing is that they don't just go home with some information. They go home with new habits, a new mindset, and it's not anything that drifts away because they're surrounded by toxic people. By the time you're done with 1 week here, you've got what you need to go home and stay on track for the rest of your life. That's what makes this different from any other kind of retreat or, you know, yoga, just a yoga retreat or something like that. I'm all for those. I think some people are so stressed out they need to start out with a Kripalu retreat, for instance, where you're going to a place where all we're doing is meditating every day. That's great. Sometimes people are so toxic they need medical attention. I'll send them to Hippocrates, say, in Florida. There are lots of different places, especially out in California, lots of different spas and detox places. This is a different experience than that. We give you a foundation of healthy habits, hands-on. We help you develop mental clarity and the whole concept of total self-responsibility. We help you experience bliss and relaxation in the most bucolic, pristine setting. You know, one of Gary's hobbies, Bobby, is architectural design in gardens. So the gardens here are exquisite, and you could just sit there and suddenly you understand how connected you are to all of nature. We have chickens. All of our birds and animals are rescue animals. We just got a couple of donkeys that right off of the kill farm. They were going to be euthanized. A mommy and two little babies. And we took them and we brought them here, and they are just having a ball. So now they went from living in fear to understanding that they are just now, they're in a safe place with people who are loving and nurturing them. And we can do the same thing. We also teach you about sustainability, things you can do in your own apartment or your home, sprouting, gardening. We talk about beekeeping. We're talking about fermenting and making microgreens so that you start understanding how important it is to sustain yourself in a world where our food is starting to deteriorate because of the weather, because of pollution. So, and Gary will tell you, these are the best states to live in. These are the worst states to live in. So by the time you leave, you're ready to start a whole new chapter in your life. You've developed this personal strength on a physical level, on an emotional level. And you go to a place where you're ready to go out there and thrive. And you understand that you can't change some of the things that are going on out there, but you can sure stay five steps ahead of what's coming. So we have cooking classes. We have gourmet vegan cuisine, which I know some people think is an oxymoron. How can you have gourmet and vegan together? But we've got a guy. He is phenomenal, a phenomenal cook. And he uses Gary's recipes, and he creates these. I mean, each dish is a work of art. It's absolutely amazing. And we have art as a method of healing. People don't realize how creative they are until you sit them down with some pencils or crayons or paint or other mediums, and they create. It's some of the things that have come out of here have been just magnificent. We have yoga classes every day. We have meditation and emotional release classes three times a week. I do the personal health coaching. Gary lectures. And people keep asking me when they call, they go, is Gary actually there? I said, he's there morning, noon, and night. You'll get sick of looking at him.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, but it's terrific. We even have hydroponics set up now. We have a fruit orchard, and you'll learn about de-stressing and detoxing. And it's a great time. We have a woman that comes down and she's doing Zumba with everybody. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. We have juicing for you all day long. We make protein smoothies every morning, and we teach you why this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it. And this is all in a positive, fun, upbeat atmosphere. All of Gary's staff everyone is just so joyful, and they're there to make this the best week or two or three or four of your life. You can come for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks. I have a lot of people that are signing up for all 4 weeks. And so you fly into Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. We take you from the airport to the event site, which is in a little town called Mineola. It's north and east. It's right by kind of Texarkana. And so we take you from the airport to the event site. And people say, the minute I stepped out of that van, something magical happened. It's the energy. It's all about the energy. Suddenly you step out into this pristine, beautiful Italian villa that was built in 1928 by Italian artisans. And you feel like you're in another world. It doesn't look like Texas. It doesn't feel like Texas. It's going to be in the 80s. It's going to be like 85 degrees in October down here. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Luann, let me introduce you. Let me let our listeners know that this is Luann Panessi. You're hearing talk, working with Gary Null, working with the retreats in Texas, working with counseling people, and work on radio. And she helps do a lot of the Gary Null health support groups. The one in Los Angeles, The person you heard earlier, Luann, is Dan Eckhart, came to me and said, because he's the associate director of our group in L.A., said, let's change the name to the Gary Null Empowerment Group. So we did. And we want to get that film, Plant Code. We haven't seen it yet. I'm going to show that film at our next meeting, hopefully in 2 weeks, 2 months. We haven't had too many meetings here because ever since Gary left the Pacifica station, KPFK, 4 years ago, it just hurt the number of people to hear about Gary. Anyway, our co-host is on Divine. Divine, didn't I tell you that this would be a great show? You there?
Oh, my God. It's awesome. I'm loving hearing about, the life-altering experience of the retreats and working with Luann. Just so many important life-enhancing points, empowerment points that have been brought out. Thank you, Luann, for the work that you do. It's very empowering.
Sure, I love it.
By the way, Divine herself is not only a great, great healer with many people in the Los Angeles area, but she's great growing. She's willing to take classes from some of the best because she wants to get better and better. Had some great, great people above her that she learned from. That's what we all do, right, Luann?
Anyway, absolutely. We become each other's angels. Each one of us has something that we can share with someone else to help them be more of who they are.
Luann, we've got about 5 more minutes with you, and then we want you to give your contact information because we have to finish up something else on the show after you finish. So go right ahead and give us your final 5-minute thoughts and then your contact information.
Well, I'm going to read you something that one of our people wrote after she left. She said, Gary, you inspired all of us to think, research, look for the truth, and live in harmony with our higher values. Your gift of enlightenment has helped me personally realize that I'm capable of so much more than I was expecting of myself. I value your honesty and integrity and willingness to share and teach. You've been a guidepost in my life for the last 25 years, and having the opportunity to attend the retreat has been a dream fulfilled. So this is some of the thing. This is the kind of feedback that we get. And we are, Bobby, we are so much more capable than the limits we set on ourselves, because the limits we set on ourselves keep us safe and prevent us from having to deal with the risk of rejection or abandonment or criticism or judgment. And when you have high levels of self-esteem, nothing can break through that, because you realize you know who you are, you love who you are, and you're taking good care of you so that you can be more to the rest of the world. So if anyone's interested and they want to hear more about it, or if they want to hear more about the kind of work that I do, give me a call at 903-881-8255. 7008. That's 903-881-7008. And as always, Bobby, I'm thrilled to be on your show, thrilled to be part of the energy that you're sharing with people. You're sharing such wonderful energy with us, and I so appreciate you and your co-host for being there for everybody.
One more thing. Give your, if you could, your web and your, any of your online information that you can give to our listeners.
Sure. My website is metropolitanwellness.com. That's www.metropolitanwellness.com. This way you can see my bio, my background, my credentials. You'll even see a 22-minute clip about the retreat under the event. My email is whnn@aol.com. That's like William, Harry, Nancy, Nancy, whnn@aol.com. I'll be happy to entertain any of your questions if you have.
Good. Well, you know,
okay.
This is, listen, one more thing. Dan is, it tells our people about the Dan is now, he sent out a email to all our people about 4, 5, 6 days ago. Let them know that you're going to be on this show. So we're letting people know we have the station, we have the show, and about you. And one more thing. I would like to have you on around the next retreat time of October, before or after, whatever you decide on. I'd like to have you on every 2 or 3 or 4 months to give a report on what's going on, because we love you. We think you're great, and your information is just getting better and better all the time. Thank you very much.
That's
for
great.
Being with us. All right.
It's
great.
So my pleasure.
No, you're wonderful. All right. Wasn't that great, Divine? Man.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Awesome information about the retreat and just the healing and rejuvenation that goes on in a week's time, you know. It's wonderful. It's all-inclusive.
Some people 4 weeks. And you know what? Dan was there. And I went one day. By the way, Dan goes to Agape, where you're at, on Sundays. And I went. I told him to come and look for you and meet you. Dan is the associate. Are you still there, Dan, on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to meet. I want you to meet her, Divine Aubrey. Ask for her or look for her, and Divine, maybe you can tell them where you're at or something. You know what? I'll get you guys in contact with each other, because I want you to meet each other. Dan helps me with the show, different things. He helps Gary Noel Health Support Group meetings when we have them, which is rare now. But you did a good job, Dan. You there's some other people in the LA area. We want to meet with them. We want to talk with them. We want to have them come to one of our meetings and let them know, let everybody know what a great retreat it is. There cannot be a better retreat in the world, right, Dan? I mean, Gary Noel's retreat with Luann.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they pack everything in, and Gary really challenges everybody.
Yeah,
to make the best of your life.
Right, right. Well, Divine, I mean, this is great. Divine and I want to talk about some things happening in the next few weeks. And right now, it's a little early. We have a little extra time, but that's good, Divine. Could you give our listeners all the online information and the telephone information about the archives? And read it slowly so some of our older listeners can write it down and get it real good. Could you please?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So on the online archive, there's 2 ways that they can access our archive. Number one is www.prn.fm, which stands for Progressive Radio Network.fm. Or they can go right into our podcast, which is Let's Create. It's www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com, and Podbean is P-O-D, and then Bean, B-E-A-N.com. So Let's Create a Better World.podbean.com, or they can also dial in on the telephone to the archive telephone number, which is 701 area code 719-0994. And usually our archives are updated within 24 hours.
And they're on 24 hours a day, too. So we have people. Gary has told us that 90 to 95% of the people that listen to PRN, the number one show in the world, conversation in the world, are people that are at school or their work, and they come home at night, and they want to hear the shows on the archives,
at their leisure, not having to listen at the set time that we're on. Even though we're on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time, people can hear these shows. And like you just said, Divine, 24 hours after we do the show, they're on the archive, which is great. And our staff at PRN is really picking up the pace and doing everything right. Anything else you want to say about today and about the show or to our listeners at all for another minute? Because we've got to wrap this up.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm just thrilled with all the information that was imparted and to know that, you know, such retreats exist here because so many people, you know, are not aware of how to better their life, mind, body, and spirit. So this is an excellent, awesome opportunity that they can take advantage of to get themselves involved with the retreat and attend the retreat. So super grateful that Luann and Gary and all the rest of their staff are doing such great work to empower people.
Right, right. And then they do, believe me. And I'm glad you had a chance to hear Luann and also to Dan. And I do want Dan to meet you. We'll talk about that later. But next week, next week your mentor and the person that you brought to us, Veronica, will be on the show. Tell our listeners a quick shot about Veronica, what she does and how she is. She'll be on the show for our listeners August the 9th on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Tell us about Veronica a little bit more.
Veronica Gabriel is she's a Course in Miracles facilitator. She talks a lot about a shift in consciousness, love being the way to healing on all levels. She's just an overall great teacher, speaker, author of two books, and just excited to have her back with us. She was here a couple of weeks ago with us, and she's going to be back. And this time, actually, she's going to bring us through a meditation on self-love. So looking forward to that. And then the next week, we're going to have Liz Barrett, who is going to be talking about wireless radiation, EMF. They're real. They're invisible, but they are real. And I think Liz is going to talk more about what they are and how we can safeguard ourselves from wireless radiation because they're all around us with the cell towers and our computers, our cell phones, and all over. But there are ways to protect ourselves from that wireless radiation.
Right.
At least to some extent.
Right. And then 2 weeks later, I'll tell you that one and another show coming up. On the 30th, 3 weeks from now, of August, again, every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern time and 2 p.m. Pacific time, Kelly Lax will be on. She was probably been our most popular guest ever because that's what the listeners have told me. They like her because she has an animal rescue retreat, a place where over 200 animals now. It's been growing and growing, and she's spreading her work all over the country now. But it's all about love because the love for the animals – the animals give you love, you give them love. You have school kids that come, and they learn so much, especially inner-city kids. It's a great place. And not only that, but she, just as well as she goes into love and the animals, she goes into how we can create a better world with some great, unique stuff. It was the best one month we've had, and now that we have Veronica, we've got two great people that are going to talk about. Veronica's going to talk about the shift and what's going on, S-H-I-F-T, what's going on around the world. And then Kelly Lash will talk about how she feels that we have to change a lot of things in this world, and it's happening, it's coming, and how she would like to see, like us, and what I've talked about on this show, we need more love in this world, and we need to spread the word out on all the good things there are. There are a lot of good things. All we hear about is the bad things, but there are so many good things. Now, another show that's coming on, either on the week before the 30th, like the 23rd, or August the 6th, another show will be on, will be a women's film that a group of women showed a film here in Los Angeles, and they're going all over the country showing a film. I don't have all the details, the names, the name of the film, et cetera, but I was given this information by our Lydia, our great associate producer who went to see the film and gave me great reviews about it and about what these women are doing around the world, around the country, to build up women's power. There's a little noise in the background. Just ignore the noise. We get that once in a while. But okay, so that's about it for that. Let me see what else we have to do here. I want to start thanking people and finish the show up. We're at that time up. Here comes the music. So I want to thank Gary Null for having this station. I want to thank our guest, Luann Panetti. I want to thank Dan Eckhart for coming on, the PRN director, Jesse, our engineer, Stuart, the producer, Greg, associate producer, Lydia, associate producer, Divine, our co-host, and thank you for listening. Thank you. See you next week, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine.